Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. What Allah love versus what we love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create angels. No temptation, no shaitan intervention, no weakness. He created to obey and worship. That's it. And from the time they've been created until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose, only obey and worship in whatever style Allah teaching them. Again, no temptation, no weakness, no desire, no influence of shaitan, no nothing. No dunya. And we have jinn. And they are like us. The under the influence, weakness, and you name it. And you have animal. Temptation, desire, but no any revelation, no messenger, no responsibility of duty. And human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and we're full of weakness. We're very weak. And we have temptation, desire, influence, shaitan, disease of the heart, dunya, you name it. What Allah love and what Allah want from me? He want from me mujahada, struggle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I know we will never be an angels. Never. We fall. We get weak. We try. This is why even the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is used to sit down sometime and discuss their past. Sometimes he laugh about it, sometimes he cry about it. And they're thanking Allah for the hidayah. Today, in the day of Eid, I was reflecting over my past and how I went in my life in a roller coaster and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly what He said. Whoever Allah guide, nobody can misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody can guide. A principle. A principle, if you comprehend that, you cry. If you've been in this road, just in the road, meaning Allah choose you. Meaning Allah chose hidayah for you. And what Allah want from me? Value, hidayah. Value, guidance. Value is this journey. But don't give up. Whatever how much you fall, how much you get weak. Rise up. Believe in Allah, trust in Allah, don't despair. And try to reach. You will see what He will do. He's so Kareem. He's so generous. He's so Rahim. He know. He created us and He know we forget, we get weak. We can fall down. We will never be perfect. But what you want from me? Constant struggle. That's it. He want me to keep trying. Make an effort. I made many mistakes in my life. One of the ultimate mistakes, I consider it, when I feel I am good. By the way, true feeling is not allowed. Very dangerous. Feel despair and you cannot make it. Allah hates it because you despair from His rahmah. He didn't want that. He hates it. Whatever, how much you fall, aim for the rahmah of Allah. And the opposite. Whatever, how good you are in the path, don't think you are exempt. The moment you feel good about your journey and how Allah give you tawfiq of piety, be careful. You can fall down any moment. By the way, it's a whole journey about humble and humility and don't despair and keep trying. If Allah give me tawfiq, humble myself and don't return any goodness to myself. Return it to Allah. And if I fall, don't despair. Get up quick. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. Beg Allah to accept you, to cleanse you. And try again. And we'll keep trying until we meet Allah. And this is what Allah wants. He wants this journey of struggle. This is why the day of Eid, what we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. What it mean? Allahu Akbar from all my sins, my weakness. Whatever. Allahu Akbar. Imagine just fasting the day of Arafat equal Allah to forgive me the year before and the year after. And I just came from Ramadan and you have all the bounty. What it mean? It mean Allah arhamur rahimin. Even during the year, He give me a station, a break time, a chance to rehab, to stand up, to be, to make a U-turn. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. You are the Akramul Akrameen. You are the Arhamul Rahimeen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, whatever how weak you are, don't despair from the rahmah of Allah. And whatever how goodness Allah give you, don't be arrogant and humble yourself and always beg Allah to keep you in the right path until you meet Allah. And if this is the case, is Allah do not deserve to be loved above anybody? Is this relationship between me and Allah, it should not be the ultimate relationship? The relationship with the one, whatever how much I fall, He still extends His hand and tell me, come to me. Come, I'm the most merciful. This is why you see people living all their life as atheist, a sinner, you name it. And all of a sudden, a believer was full of piety and get closer to Allah. سبحانك يا ربي، سبحانك يا ربي. What Allah love. He loved me to believe in him. He loved me to believe in his quality. He loved me. And he loved me to believe in his rahmah and his quality and not despair at all. And he didn't want and he didn't love arrogance and ego and stubbornness over anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah and allow us to see the truth and follow it and see the falsehood and not follow it. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.